electrician. All right, this is Zippy here for the How You Wave. Join us this week as we cover so many new things out of K-pop. I'd say great, but I know we have contrasting opinions. But so many new things is Kim. So hello, Kim.
Hi.
Yeah, just I'll let her introduce herself a little more in a second. But at this point, with Sandra Chan, Erica, and Kim, I think I will have the full trifecta of the girls who got me into K-pop. So it's good to finally get you on here. And yeah, I guess I've talked a lot about before how I got into K-pop. But I guess just kind of share with me how the bug bit you.
Well, I was in high school, and we had this big anime group with all of our friends. And, of course, you know, we were listening to J-Rock. And then my friend was like, well, hey, listen to this chick. She's got a J-pop sound. I know you like the J-Rock, but try this. So I was listening to her. I go, what's her name? She goes, well, Boa. Her name's Boa. And I go, this is awesome. And then as time went on, I realized that she wasn't Japanese, that she was actually Korean, that she was just extremely popular in Japan. So then I found out about her, and I absolutely fell in love with her music. And then later, just through odds and ends of just finding other bands to listen to, I found DBSK or TVXQ, and I found out that they too were Korean. And then just from there, I found out more about the K-pop side rather than the J-pop side.
Yeah, it's surprising that BoA is not the gateway as much. I just think since K-pop is coming over in such a big way, but especially early fans, I think in a lot of ways can really attribute BoA's success in Japan. And yeah, like anime fans or J-rock fans like us can really attribute kind of the success over here to BoA's success in Japan. So very cool. So what we are going to cover this episode, and just to kind of tease that a little bit as we get into it, is we're going to end with talking about D-Unit's new album. And I know one great thing about bringing Kim on is she had strong opinions even before we knew this was what would be what we would talk about. So always good to hear that. Also going to talk about EXID, because not only do they have a new song called I Feel Good, but they've also had quite the member change of late, so that's interesting. And I'm going to have to ask you a little more about that as well.
Okay.
Cool. Yeah, just because I didn't even know until you told me. So I'm like, okay, she's more up on EXID than I am. But we're going to start off now with 2PM, 2AM's kind of collaboration. And this will actually be the first time we cover release for the Japanese market. And it's One Day.
One day, we're gonna be the one, the one.
涙の雨集めて夢の川作ろうよ願い事集めて夜空めがけ照らそう。
All right, so yes, starting out here, this is One Day. But to tell you a little about 2PM and 2AM, so they're both under JYP Entertainment, and they actually were originally going to be a group, a 10-member group, I believe, called One Day, but then they split it up, which I still think is a good decision, and 2PM now has 6 members, 2AM has 4 members. Correct me if I'm wrong, Kim, but 2AM kind of seems to be very heavy with the ballad side, and 2PM much more hip-hop. R&B, kind of the more modern upbeat feel of K-pop.
Yeah, that's what they're named. That's the reason why they're named that, because 2AM has more of a, their music is more something you would want to listen to it more at 2AM, kind of calm down and relax before you go to bed. Whereas 2PM, you know, it's always party time at 2PM.
Yeah, I'm not sure how I didn't notice that, actually. I knew they clearly put a lot of thought into their names, just from changing it one day and then still keeping hours, so still keeping to a day. But I never noticed that before, so cool. So we'll talk about the music video and the single now. So I'm just going to turn it to you, Kim, first, and just, I guess, what do you think?
It's an interesting music video. Well, of course it's in Japanese, so that's a little different for them. But then again, aren't they trying to actually get into the Japanese market?
I would say so. I think they're actually 2 p.m. more than 2 a.m. seems to be, because I was kind of looking up some of their bio information. And I forgot to mention that this is actually a specific release, too, for a documentary that they are releasing to the Japanese market that will cover both 2 p.m. and 2 a.m. and their history. So maybe it's like 2 p.m. has kind of gotten their foot in the door, but, you know, JYP is wanting to help 2 a.m. along as well, and so they're thinking this documentary about both of them will really help.
Yeah. Well, of course, they're going to have to... They definitely will want a big, you know, JYP really would want to get that in the door if they really do want to get big in Japan.
Yeah.
So, of course, they're going to push as many of their bands, you know, to promote each other as much as possible just in order to be able to do that.
Yeah, and I think in this case it just works out so beautifully that, I mean, 2 p.m., 2 a.m. are, I mean, they work absurdly close as much as you can for being bands under the same label. So, yeah, it's definitely a smart move. So there was two versions of the music video, but kind of the main one, just to kind of talk about it a little bit, it's really hard to sum up, I'd say, like some videos are, which have a story. But essentially, this one to me just kind of had the appearance that 2 p.m. and 2 a.m. got class. They're in their suits. They're sitting around looking all gentlemen's quarterly, and just in general, kind of being, again, kind of fancy.
Right.
Now, they do dance every now and then, and I really like that, because one of the parts that got me into K-pop more than anything, I think, was, I'm like, wow, those Koreans are way too talented. They can sing and dance, not to mention look very good, like, all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, and it's really, I mean, again, not that, I don't think any of our music videos that we're covering this time are necessarily too deep. I always, ever since Eat Your Kimchi, watching their reviews, and, you know, they do it almost like film students. So I'm always like, well, where's the hidden metaphor, the symbolism? But I don't know if this is that intricate at all.
Well, I gotta say, they have always been more of a gentleman rather than thug. Well, that's as what they've come across to me. Of course, you know, they had their other music video, 10 out of 10, and of course, that was very interesting. But as of late, they've gone for more of like that gentleman's look. Rather, they're more suave rather than thuggin'. Rather than they know, they would rather have a lady on their arm rather than a chick.
Oh, that's a good way to put it. Especially since, I mean, this has been kind of almost a thuggin' year, even with girl groups, and at least like the image for D Unit when we get to that. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't feel their music matches the whole thuggin' attitude. But I mean, if you look at, like, we have BAP, they are about as thug as you can get, I'd say.
Yeah.
And Block B, with their comeback.
Big Bang.
Yeah, yep, Big Bang. Although Big Bang, you know, they're just really talented in general at kind of blending styles.
Yeah.
So even in Fantastic Baby, you have Fantastic Baby, where you could say they're kind of thugging like Kings or something. But then you have, like, Bad Boy, and it's like, you know what? Hey, you know, I can be chill. Something like that.
Right. Well, I guess again, the reason why that is just because with how YG's been, how big of an impact they've had within the last couple of years.
Yeah.
Because everybody's just kind of like, they're like, well, that worked for Big Bang in 21. Why don't we use it ourselves?
Oh, yeah. And actually that I'm going to mention later for another artist too, specifically. So I guess one last kind of point for me on the video itself before just talking about the song specifically,
mm-hmm.
is I do feel that sometimes with videos like this, maybe just with them all being chummy, like at the end where they're all sitting at the same table,
mm-hmm.
it almost looks a little too put on. Like, I'm sure you guys hang out and stuff, but maybe not like this so overtly, but it's a music video, so, you know, I didn't expect too much differently. But I did like, with the dancing, I felt like they had the sundial is kind of what the background for most of their dance scenes looked like.
Yeah.
And that works great, because, of course, 2 p.m., 2 a.m., one day, it kind of fit this whole time mold together.
Yeah, it definitely did.
What I tend to ask Sanjay-chan and whoever we have is specifically, like, if you separate the music video and the song, is this a song you would listen to a lot and really kind of, did you really enjoy it? Or is it more just something that, you know, you listen to it, okay, but you'll probably move on to other tracks?
Well, with 2 p.m., well, I guess it's because 2 p.m. is one of my biased, well, anything JYP is basically, I really like it. So, you know, I guess I would have to say that I would probably listen to it the most, because I haven't honestly heard a bad 2 p.m. or 2 a.m. song that I haven't liked. So that's just my biased opinion. But I guess, yeah, that would be a song that I would actually, like, play on repeat to the point that everybody else's ears would be bleeding in the room.
Well, and I feel, too, is I'm kind of, ever since seeing 2 p.m. open up for Wonder Girls, I'm kind of positively biased, too. Not to mention, I have gotten into 2 a.m. a little more recently, and specifically Jokwan. His solo album just kind of blew me away. So, yeah, I was coming into this as well a bit biased and expecting to like it. And I'll say I definitely like the song. It's a bit more chill for me, and I tend to listen more to, I guess, like the BAP No Mercies, you know, maybe the Thuggin songs, or even just some of 2PM's more upbeat songs, like Hands Up, love that track. So I like the song, I just don't know how much I'll be playing it in the future.
I'm feeling it, and I feel good.
Hey, everybody!
We're going to talk about EXID. EXID's from AB Entertainment. They came out earlier this year, 2012, with a single, Who's That Girl? But things have really changed, and I'll let you cover that, Kim, in just a second. But they're back now with a mini-album called Hippity Hop, which is kind of hilarious, and a track called I Feel Good. Kim, so first of all, what went down with the whole members losing their leader and all that? Like, what was that about?
Well, they lost their leader. Well, they lost three girls. And they ended up finding two other girls. The leader actually left. She left so that she could go back to school. That's what that was. Kind of like what Wonder Girl Sunmi did.
Yeah.
She left to go back to school. And their other member, Haerong, she was planning to become an actress, so she left as well.
Now, do you think that them leaving, I mean, three girls out of a five-member group, that's a lot of girls.
Oh, yeah.
So do you think that they just didn't have much faith? I mean, not that this is almost like the Tiara thing where we'll never truly know, you know, the whole truth.
Right.
But do you just assume that maybe they thought that Who's That Girl wasn't a very strong opening? And so they're like, oh, well, we might as well bail before our contracts get really locked down.
Well, I'm not really too sure about that, because I liked the song. I did like the song, but it didn't really have as much of an impact on me as their second comeback song. Because Who's That Girl kind of sounded very, like, 4-minute-ish.
I could see that.
Yeah, it sounded 4-minute-ish, and then they had that, like, I guess L.E. reminds me a lot of C.L. from 21. So I guess they were kind of like, well, maybe we should, you know, bail and, you know, have some other backup plans just in case if this falls through.
Yeah.
I personally don't know, but that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah. Hey, could be. It's just educated guess. So you're the one who also turned me on to kind of knowing that EXID was making a comeback, because I also liked Who's That Girl. But I Feel Good is a very different single, and what do you think of it?
Oh, I absolutely love it. because I wasn't exactly knowing what I was. I didn't know what to expect. I thought it was going to be like another heart, like, you know, another 4 minute sounding song. And I was actually quite surprised when I thought I was listening to Ronnie as Julie singing that first opening line. And I was like, wow, this girl's got some lungs.
Oh yeah. I kind of put it in my notes. I'm like, this is going to be a very like Christina Aguilera, like power opening.
Oh yeah.
That pretty much hooked me immediately into this track.
And then just overall, the song is just really, really fun to listen to. It's very upbeat and it's just a lot of fun to listen to, especially if you've had a bad day at work and you're just like, man, I need something to cheer me up because I got yelled at a lot at work. And then you just play this music video and, you know, you feel so much better.
Well, and the tracks, I feel good. So maybe to some degree, that's what it's supposed to inspire.
Yeah, because that's exactly what I do when I've had a bad day at work, or if I'm having a bad day at work, I'll just start singing the song in the back of my head and then I'll just feel so much better.
Yeah, that's actually a great segue, too, for me with my thoughts on the music video itself, because what I kind of got the feeling that they were doing is they're cutting in between the girls dancing and then kind of the girls' average life. And it looks like that as the music video is progressing, you could kind of see it come across each other. And so you have, like, their nightlife meets their day life. And maybe, you know, you could either think of, like, the songs going through their head, and that's kind of what they're doing to get by with their days. Some looked worse than others. Maybe dealing with kindergartners harder than I think. But, you know, she seemed a little better than the girl who was having to do the cleaners and lug all those around.
All right. Well, it pretty much just shows you, it's just like, they have like that, since they're pretty young, you know, they probably just have that job that pays just enough to get by. And they're just telling themselves, it's like, I feel good about, yeah, exactly. After this, I can just let loose. I don't have to wear the uniforms. I don't have to do this. I can just dress how I want and dance how I want and just, I can just feel good.
Yeah, definitely somebody targeted than like you were saying to someone our age. So young, maybe making a little enough to get by, but still doing the whole 8 to 5 just to get home at night and really kind of either go clubbing or whatever, just kind of enjoy.
Yeah.
Going back to the song itself, like sometimes when I do these reviews, I have to listen to all this music, and I listen to this in between one day. Mm-hmm. And D-Unit, so especially with D-Unit's single, again, that we'll get to shortly, I guess I wasn't letting Exid's track kind of fill me up with the good feeling as much, but I was so hooked. I love especially the chorus,
mm-hmm.
And then kind of the early opening rap had kind of a you're going with a CL to stick with American comparison, kind of a Nicki Minaj feel a little bit without bunch of random voices. Yeah, and with the chorus specifically, like the, I can't really do it wrong, but the I feel, like, even though that's, I mean, it's very digitally produced, I'm like, oh, that is so addicting.
Yes, it is.
So, I think it would be fair to say that this will be a track that we'll both be listening to a whole lot.
And or, you know, owning in the future sometime soon.
Oh, yes. Well, and especially for singles and mini albums, that's always a good sign when you're recommending that. So.
Oh yeah.
I totally agree.
I'm missing you. Oh 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 oh. I'm missing you.
Right now, for our final review, we're talking about the new group, D-Unit. And they're new just this year. They're in the label D-Business Entertainment, and they recently released full album, Welcome to Business, as well as their single, I'm Missing You. Now, I think we can talk about the album, and you can totally work that in. But just starting out with the music video, and the song, you told me off-air, I guess like a couple days or even a week ago now, that you weren't really impressed, to say the least.
Not impressed at all.
Is there anything, like, I guess, is it just, especially with so many new groups coming out this year, like, do you feel that you have, like, this bar and they just didn't really reach it?
Well, like, as of lately, yeah, a lot of these new girl groups are coming out, and you see all these articles everywhere, and they say, wow, these girls are talented, they can sing like goddesses and all this, but to me, they don't sound good at all. They have, like, the cute little girl voices, think, like, Girls' Day or Rainbow. They don't have those powerful voices like Sunye or Yenny from Wonder Girls, or Juyi from Rania. Or the Piggy Dolls. They don't have that powerful oomph behind their voice. The kind of voice that would give you like goosebumps on your arms because it's just so amazing. They just have a very generic little, I can't tell them apart. There's no way for me to tell each girl apart from their vocal talent.
Did that like cross over, like did the music video's production kind of hurt with that too? Because I know, or at least from what I've seen, a lot of debut acts, except for maybe like BAP, like with their debut Warrior, it was just an amazing music video. But so many new groups seem to do these kind of simplified ones just so you can learn more about the members themselves and kind of see more about the members. So did the music video kind of hurt the idea of them being a great new group as well?
Oh yeah, because I've seen the music video, just, it looks like another generic YG-produced music video. It reminds me too much of 21's Lonely, and it sounds a lot like it should have been a Big Bang song. There's no uniqueness about them. There's no way, because see, had I not read where they were actually from, I would expect that they would have just been under a YG label, which is not true.
Yeah, I was going to say, and this is the comparison that I wanted to bring up. So much of this felt so heavy YG. And I'll be honest, because of that, I actually ended up having a more favorable opinion. Because you're right. I mean, even the music video, I wasn't really impressed. I mean, but it was, I guess, a typical opening. But I was thinking, yeah, like 2NE1's, like I Love You, you have CL kind of in the dark room. And I was just getting that picture because that's the same thing they were doing to each of the girls where they finally had them, like, running around in a tunnel. But with the song itself, I was kind of felt it was trying to be 2NE1. And for me, that wasn't a bad thing because I like 2NE1. And so I'm like, you may not be 21, but you were getting closer than most.
Well, I like 21. I love 21 as well, and I also love Big Bang. I just don't like it when bands sound like they're trying to be too much like the other band, because that's the reason why I like Big Bang, is because of what they sound, how they sound and what they do. It's the same reason why I like 21, is because how they sound and what they do. I don't want another band trying to be a generic version or try to sound generically like them, because then you kind of missed the point of trying to be this brand new band and trying to make your way into the industry. Because what are people going to say? Oh, yeah, D-Unit is that girl band. Yeah, they kind of sound like 21. They look like 21. And they sound like Big Bang, and they also sound like, you know, they do this and they do that. That's the whole point of when you're debuting, is trying to catch the eye of somebody, and they really did not catch my eye.
Yeah, well, when put that way, I can definitely understand. Because even, yeah, I mean, you mentioned looks. Even, like, some of the looks, one of the girls, who wasn't actually the one that I thought was rapping like CL, but she was kind of almost made to look like her, even the way she was wearing the sunglasses. I'm like, well, that's typical CL, but that's not, I mean, obviously it's not new, so I agree with you there. So, did you end up being able to make it through the album itself then?
Absolutely not. Because if I'll probably give them another chance if they do come out with another song, but if it's going to be just like their debut, then I don't think I could recommend it to anybody.
Yeah, and just based on your very valid but very descriptive reason for why you don't like them, looking at my notes and how I've kind of got, yeah, certain tracks where I'm like, oh, this sounded like 21. I think, yeah, track 4 I liked, because again, it kind of had a 21 sound. And then track 6 I felt was kind of like Troublemaker meets Tiara. And so, yeah, it might be, if you're looking for something totally new, then D-Unit might not be working for you.
No.
I will say, totally separate from anything related to, I guess, the songs or the music videos, but I just read this literally right before we started recording, that D-Unit is going to have 2 permanent members and then 1 new member every album.
Yeah, I did read that. I read that just a little bit ago.
Yeah, that's kind of both novel to me and weird.
Well, I guess they're trying to do what Pletus Entertainment was trying to do, I guess. Because that's how After School was a 5-girl band, and then they were going to be a graduate band. But then that really fell through. So if they actually managed to pull off some kind of graduation system, if you want to call it that, then that'll be pretty interesting to look for.
Well, and I think it'll help too, because like you said, you're willing to at least give it a shot if they give out a new single or new music video, and maybe you like that.
Yeah, if one of the girls can actually impress me, because that's just how I am. I compare them to big-voiced girls here in America, like Christina Aguilera. If you cannot meet my, if you cannot meet that standard, then I'm sorry.
Yeah. That would seem a high standard if we were looking for, like, indie groups. But, I mean, we know how K-pop, you know, stars, they're trained for years. So, it's not like you're entering some amateur pond. No, this is the big leagues.
Yeah, this is the big leagues.
Well, I don't even have to ask, then, in summary, if you're going to check out their music or songs again. Because I think the answer is clear.
Yeah, it should be very clear.
Are your plans still underway to go and see Big Bang in Newark in November?
Oh, of course.
Awesome. So I still don't know if I'm going to be able to do the LA one or not, just because of how busy winter is for me specifically. But, I mean, we're here in the South, so New York is no small travel. But is it you and a couple of friends at this point that are... How do you know?
It's going to be me and my friend Shannon. I'm in charge of getting the tickets. And as of recently, with circumstances, I might have an extra job that would definitely push me towards my goal of being able to get the tickets. And we would be staying with my aunt, who lives an hour from Newark. So that would be, you know, that would be easy accommodations. We wouldn't be staying in a hotel. We would be staying with family.
Oh, well, that's very awesome.
Yeah, and my mother asked my aunt, of course. I can't just be like, well, I'm going to go stay with my aunt and not ask her. So my mom asked her while she was up in New Jersey within the past couple of months. And she asked her, and my aunt was like, well, okay, if Kimberly and her little friend wants to come up, will you come with us? So that would be my mom and my aunt having like a buddy-buddy girl time, while me and my friend Shannon would be at the concert.
Having Big Bang girl time.
Oh, yeah. Shannon told me straight up, as soon as the whole entire way up is going to be Big Bang time. Nothing else.
Well, awesome. Have we heard any more news about, like, the concert ticket dates? Because I know somebody on the internet I saw on Facebook or something claim they already had some, but I'm like, oh, I'm pretty sure they're not for sale yet.
No, I haven't heard a thing about it. The last I heard was they were releasing tickets for Thailand, and Thailand is very, very far away from us.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, that's the last I heard, was tickets going on sale for Thailand.
Okay, cool. Well, and actually, I'm going to get to talk about this, because my brother's in town, and he spent time in England and then time in China, so I'm going to have him on an upcoming episode talking about our trials and tribulations trying to get him a ticket to see Big Bang in Beijing, which so hopefully better be a harder experience there than we have here, because it was not quite a nightmare, but it was ridiculous. So,
oh yeah,
I trust our ticketing systems a little more, and I think it'll help too that as big as China is, you know, we won't have as many K-pop fans trying to get tickets, but of course there's still a lot of us here, so.
Oh yeah, there's definitely a ton of us here. Definitely. A lot of us in New York, especially in LA, that's the reason why, is they know that there's a big population of K-pop fans there, and they have the international airport.
Yep.
So that's why they hit those hot spots the most.
They should come to our town. We literally have like 3 Korean churches. We have like 2 Asian markets. What more do you need?
Atlanta's got Buford, and that's little Korea down there. I've been there many times before.
I love that. We can always hope, especially if I think that if Big Bang has a lot of success here, while of course they could probably go to almost any country and sell out a concert, it'll be that much more important for U.S. fans if they're able to sell out ones here.
Yeah.
All right, well, this has been it for another episode of the Hallyu Wave. Thank you so much, Kim, for joining me, sharing your insight on these 3 releases, as well as giving us an introduction to your own personal K-pop journey.
You're very welcome, Zippy.
But yes, now it is time to go. So just time for the usual. If you'd like to follow along, listen to other episodes where we cover recent K-pop, such as Psy's ever popular Gangnam Style, Tiara's Day by Day, and the whole controversy that kind of brewed up, you can check all that out on iTunes. Just search for The Hallyu Wave. That may be how you found us this time. If so, awesome. You can also follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/TheHallyuWave. You can even send messages, including audio files, if you would like to get your voice on here. Just to send a message. You can do that, HallyuWavePodcast@gmail.com. And then you can follow me personally on Twitter with the at TokyoTowerWAWL. Again, hope you enjoyed it, and take care, everybody.
Bye!